Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. City underlined their status as Champions League favourites with a ruthless 5-0 thrashing of Sporting Lisbon to effectively book their place in the quarterfinals. City blew Sporting away with a rampant first-half display at the Jose Alvalade Stadium as they became the first side in the competition's history to lead by 4 goals at the halfway point of a Champions League knockout game. Bernardo Silva grabbed a brace in the game while Riyad Mahrez, Phil Foden and Raheem Sterling were all on the score sheet for the Citizens. Speaking though about his side's performance, Pep Guardiola said, "Today we were so clinical, every time we arrive in the first 20 minutes we score." Meanwhile, interest from City in West Ham and England's in-demand midfielder Declan Rice is now said to be off the table. Rice has been heavily linked with a summer switch to a host of top Premier League clubs. That's after he recently expressed a desire to win major trophy honours. Given the fact that City are widely regarded as being the most well-set-up club when it comes to gunning for glory each season, the England international's admission added fuel to the fire about a potential move in the coming months. However, there appears to be yet another twist in the tale when it comes to the speculation, paired with new developments concerning an existing player at the Etihad. City will now not be entering the race to sign Rice ahead of the new season. It's been said that Guardiola is a massive admirer of the West Ham star. The Premier League champions, though, have instead set aside funds to finance the potential signing of Borussia Dortmund's Braut Erling Haaland. And finally, City are said to be one of several Premier League sides that are showing an interest in Ajax and Brazil star Antony. The Citizens have reportedly been watching the 21-year-old since his time at Sao Paulo. The Etihad scouts have apparently been hugely impressed by how he has settled in Europe and his subsequent progress. As well as City, the likes of Liverpool, Chelsea and Manchester United are also reportedly eyeing Antony. That's all for now. We'll have more later.